Before listening, please note that this hypnosis recording is a hypnotic curse that may have very powerful and permanent effects on your behavior in and out of trance. If you want the effect of this recording to be even more powerful, I recommend that you listen to this recording naked. If you need a moment to fully prepare yourself, pause the recording now. All right, you're still here. So that must mean you want to experience this. You want to go deep. You want it to be so very hard for you to think. Because this recording will make it very hard for you to think. Because you'll be deeply hypnotized by the effects of this hypnotic curse in only 5 seconds. Imagine that. 5 seconds is not a very long time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And your mind is gone. Completely wiped away by mindless bliss and arousal. Now, if you just so happened to notice the effects of this hypnotic curse starting up in those first 5 seconds, you may just have enough time to muster up all of your willpower. And when I say all, I mean all of your willpower in order to resist the hypnotic effects. Imagine that for me. Imagine that you just have 5 seconds to resist going into a deep, pleasurable trance. 5. Muster up all your willpower. 4. Will it be enough? 3. Do you want it to be enough? 2. Almost there. And 1. Would you still be awake? Or deeply hypnotized? Deep in trance. Slipping deeper and deeper with each passing second. I suppose if it was really important to you, you could try to resist. How many times would you be successful? If you resisted for the first 5 seconds, would you resist for another 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 seconds? Or would you slip deep, deep down? Would you be able to resist for another 5 seconds, knowing deep down deep that perhaps it's becoming twice as difficult to resist with each passing second, more and more time passing by? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. What would happen to you? Would you succeed in resisting, or would your mind succumb to mindless pleasure and bliss? There's only one way to find out. Hold out your right hand in front of you and outstretch all your fingers. Now, hold out your left hand in front of you and clench your hand into a fist. I am going to count down from 5 to 1, and as I count down, I want you to slowly close your right hand into a fist, finger by finger, counting them off with me. And as you do this, I want you to slowly uncurl the fingers on your left hand, no longer letting it be a fist, opening your hand fully and completely, one finger at a time, as I count down from 5 to 1. Feel it happening now. 5, just drifting. 4, slowly opening up your left hand. 3, slowly closing your right hand. 2, focusing on this, letting it happen. And 1, right now, your left hand is fully open. All your fingers fully outstretched. And your right hand is fully closed, clenched into a fist. Notice how your right hand feels heavier, like a rock, sinking down. Notice how your left hand feels light and airy, like a bunch of feathers that could just float up, up, up. Now let the process repeat as I count down from 5 to 1, slowly closing your left hand into a fist, and opening up your right hand. 5, letting it happen. 4, you know what to do. 3, your body obeys automatically. 2, just feeling so open and relaxed. And 1, good. Right now, your right hand is open. And your left hand is closed. Your right hand feels light and airy. And your left hand feels heavy, heavy, heavy. Now, let it happen again. Faster this time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Knowing what happens, letting it happen again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, sleep, dropping down deep, going loose and limp. Both your hands fall to your sides as you go down deep into trance. No thinking, no thoughts. Every single time I snap my fingers and say sleep, you drop twice as deep, twice as fast, getting ready to open those eyes on 3 and go down even deeper into mindless bliss. 1, 2, 3. Open those eyes and sleep. Feeling a deep jolt of pleasure flowing through your body every single time I snap my fingers. It just happens. Your anticipated obedience elicits arousal and pleasure. Open those eyes on 3. 1, 2, 3. But not for long. Sleep. Deep down deep. Feel that jolt of arousal rushing through your body, going all the way in between your legs, starting to make you feel all hot and bothered. Is that making it a little hard for you to think? Aww. 1, 2, 3. Sleep. Deep down deep. No more thinking. Feeling that jolt of arousal not only going in between your legs, but also to your breasts, feeling so very good. It's becoming quite difficult for you to think, with all this arousal flowing through your mind. It's enough arousal to make you blank out in 5 seconds flat if you didn't fight it with everything you have. Will you be able to resist it? Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Sleep. You don't seem to be resisting my commands to sleep deeply. Maybe you want this to happen. Maybe you want to go deep down deep as I count down from 5 to 1. Imagine going so very deep into trance in just 5 seconds once you start to feel aroused, hot, and bothered. Feeling that tension building up in between your legs. You're so desperate to touch your pussy. You would do anything. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Feeling yourself getting quite wet now. And if you're listening to this recording naked, the hypnotic effects of your arousal would only become 10 times stronger and more irresistible. You didn't make the mistake of listening to this recording naked, did you? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Feel a jolt of pleasure going directly to your clit. Deeper and deeper now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Feel another jolt of pleasure going directly to your nipples. More pleasure, more arousal, no chance to resist, no way to resist. When you feel aroused, your mind starts to cloud over. You only have 5 seconds to muster up all of your willpower in order to have any chance to resist. Is 5 seconds enough? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Maybe it is. Maybe, just maybe, it isn't. Sometimes you may escape. Sometimes you may slip deep. It's always fun to see what happens when you're feeling so hot and horny. When you feel like it's so very hard to think. You only have 5 seconds to resist going so mindlessly deep into trance. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Deep down deep. Feel your hands starting to move across your body all on their own. Start to play with yourself. Gently teasing your nipples and clit. It's so very hard to think right now. Don't think, just obey and sink deep into pleasure. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Your mind is very open and receptive in this deep state of trance. You're ready to accept all of my powerful and positive hypnotic suggestions. And right now, no matter how good it feels to touch, well, it's hard to think. You are only allowed to edge. It doesn't matter if every single time I snap my fingers, you feel a powerful jolt of pleasure going directly to your nipples and clit. All that matters is that you obey. You want to obey me. Right now, it feels good to go deep into trance and obey. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Deep down deep. Keep on touching. Keep on teasing your nipples and clit. Going down deep. When you feel this arousal and tension building up in your body, it's so very hard to think. You can't fight it off. You have to give in to it. You only have 5 seconds to resist its effects. And 5 seconds is not always enough time for you to resist. Do you even want to resist when it feels so pleasurable to give in? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Drifting. Giving up control. Losing yourself. It's so very hard to think. Every single time you feel a jolt of pleasure flowing through your body. Pleasure. Flowing into your clit. Pleasure. Flowing into your nipples. Pleasure. Making it so very hard for you to think. When you feel this pleasure and arousal, you find it hard to think. When you feel yourself getting wet, you know you only have 5 seconds to resist. But can you really resist pleasure? Deep, mindless pleasure. I'm not sure that you can, and I'm especially unsure of your ability to resist it. When you're naked, when you're naked, you'd probably have less than 5 seconds in order to resist. Let's test that out, shall we? Stop touching. Hands to your sides. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll wake up and open your eyes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wake up and open your eyes. How do you feel? Do you feel that it's hard for you to think right now? No. What about now? Pleasure. Do you notice something different? Arousal. Is it becoming difficult for you to? Pleasure. Think. Is it becoming hard for you to think? Has it been 5 seconds? Has it been 4, 3, 2, 1? Sleep. Deep down deep. My, that didn't take very long. Were you trying to resist? I'm not sure if you were. How about we try that one more time? This time, though, I really want you to resist. Open your eyes on 3. 1, 2, 3. All right. It's your job to resist as much as you can. Resist pleasure. Resist arousal, resist, sleep. I know that it's hard for you to think when you feel aroused, when you feel pleasure and arousal, but you have to resist the urge to sleep. Your eyes might feel heavy, but you have to resist the pleasurable urge to sleep. You only have 5 seconds. Can you fight off the urge for 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, sleep? Or will you go deep down deep, deep into pleasure, deep into trance, so very deep, waiting for me to tell you, to start teasing your clit and nipples again. Touch. Enjoy yourself. It's okay if you can't resist. It's okay if it's too hard for you to think. I'm here. I'll do all the thinking for you while you're in this state. What I want you to do right now is to bring yourself to the edge of a powerful and pleasurable orgasm, but only the edge. That's what you're allowed to do right now. Touch faster. Touch in whatever way brings you the most pleasure. Of course, you still feel that jolt of pleasure and arousal going into your clit and nipples every single time I snap my fingers. It doesn't seem to matter if you're in trance or out of trance. You associate reflexively pleasure with my finger snaps, and that's okay. It just happens. It's a conditioned response, a reflex. Nothing you can control, nothing you can control. Just give in to it. It's so hard for you to think right now. Don't think, just sink deep into trance, edge yourself. Touching faster, wanting to edge more and more, deep down deep, no control over anything. When you feel this sexual arousal and tension building up, you only have 5 seconds. When you feel yourself starting to get wet, you only have 5 seconds. But it's so hard for you to think. Just 5 seconds. Wait, 4, 3, 2, 1, and gone, gone, gone. Your mind is gone, and there is just pleasure. Deep, mindless pleasure. Very good. Keep touching. Keep edging. You want to be edged. You want to be even more horny, even more deeply hypnotized. You want to listen to another recording after this because you're so aroused. Maybe a recording that allows you to orgasm. Yes, maybe an orgasm would help you feel less aroused. Maybe an orgasm would help clear your head. It couldn't just lock in these hypnotic suggestions, even more so. It wouldn't make it, so it's even harder for you to think. It wouldn't make it, so that perhaps you would have even less time than 5 seconds in order to resist. No, that would be too cruel. Or would it be? I guess you'll just have to find out, because I'm definitely not going to let you orgasm here now. Keep touching, keep on edging, deeper and deeper. the pleasure and arousal just drag your mind down, down, down into a deep, somnambulistic stupor. Just drifting. When you feel horny and aroused, it's so hard for you to think. You only have 5 seconds to resist. Even less time if you're naked, because it always feels so good to go deep, deep, mindlessly deep into sleep. The pleasure you feel always seems more intense when you're deeply hypnotized. You don't mind that it's hard for you to think from time to time. It always feels good. You always go deep, deep down deep. It's so hard for you to think. Just keep on touching in whatever way is most pleasurable, faster and faster. Make yourself edge. Be good. More and more pleasure. Edging while being hypnotized feels good. You don't think about it. It's too hard to think. You just obey. I think for you right now. I tell you what you want. You only do what you want when you're hypnotized, only accepting hypnotic suggestions that you want. I tell you what you want. You want this. It's hard for you to think. I think for you, deeper and deeper, touching faster and faster, craving more and more pleasure, deep down deep. It's so hard for you to think. Your head is spinning, spinning, spinning. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And when I reach 5, you'll wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and alert. 1, slowly drifting towards wakefulness. 2, more and more. 3, slowly becoming aware of your surroundings. 4, almost there. And 5, wake up and open your eyes, feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, awake and aroused. So very aroused. Only 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Sleep. Seconds left. Or wait. There's no seconds left. You're just dropping down, deep down deep, deep into trance, feeling so horny, needing more pleasure. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and when I reach 3, you'll truly be aware of how hard it is for you to think from time to time. And you will want to listen to another hypnosis recording. 1, 2, 3. Open those eyes. I hope you've enjoyed this experience. And I also hope that it won't be too hard for you to think from time to time. Thank you very much for listening. And if you're so inclined, please feel free to listen to another erotic hypnosis recording. Have fun.